Now, you might remember we were reporting on a situation with regards to the Rose of Tralee and its negotiations with the Munster Technological University for the use of the Kerry Sports Academy for this year's Rose of Tralee televised event. The facility at the MTU hosted the International Rose of Tralee, the International Rose Ball as well, and a televised selection nights for the Rose of Tralee Festival for the first time last year. However, as reported in our Freedom of Information story, negotiations not going well. The Rose of Tralee sought significant rent reductions from the MTU and also donation from the MTU to the festival, and kind of put into question as to whether an agreement would be dealt with or would be procured by the Rose of Tralee to broadcast their Rose of Tralee selection nights from the Sports Academy. With me on the line to talk about this in relation to concerns he has as to where things are going now is Labour Councillor Terry O'Brien. Terry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, look, do you know what is happening in relation to this? We're here on the 24th of April. We're heading into the May Bank Holiday weekend. Do we know if any sort of agreement has been reached, or will the festival have to look elsewhere to host its televised nights?
Well, look, I suppose, Joey, that's the problem. That's why I raised this at our meeting yesterday in the Tralee electoral area, because this festival is so important to Tralee and to Kerry, you know. And it's the festival. I don't know the people. Like, this isn't something you can call off like an under 14 match. This is huge. This is worldwide. There's the Irish diaspora across the world, Australia, America, England, you know, all over the place, Dubai. And they're currently working to have their Rose ready and get their Rose sent to Ireland for the international festival, Kerry Rose of Tralee. So you had a great piece there. It was the week before last, and under FOI you got some interesting correspondence between the festival and the MTU. And I suppose I just asked some questions, and really, the answers I was getting weren't really, I suppose, inspiring me. So yesterday I just called on the mayor and the manager, and again, even the CEO, Maura Morell, to basically ask the question, where are we with the festival and what the story is, and will it be the MTU? Will it be, to be honest with you, I don't care if it's the Town Park. Jerry, it's essential to Tralee. It's a huge boost. The figures are always between 15 and 20 million are being argued how much it's worth to Tralee for that week as a boost to our economy. So really, I was asking the question yesterday, and I spoke with the CEO yesterday evening, and I just explained where I was coming from during the meeting, and that I have this, you know, fear that basically Tralee can't afford to lose this festival. It's too important, Jerry.
What sort of a response did you get when you raised that question? What sort of response did you get? Because obviously Kerry County Council are one of the major funders of the festival. It's very important from a tourism point of view, from a promotion point of view, from a marketing point of view for Tralee and for the county.
Well, again, look, I suppose I asked the question, and I was given the understanding that there would be communications between themselves and the Rose, and between the council and the Rose, and the council and the MTU ASAP to find out where we are with it. As you said, the county council are a major sponsor of the event, which is right because of what it does for Kerry. I mean, we have our RTE; they're lining up two nights television. Probably two of the most successful nights of the year for RTE outside the likes of the All Ireland. So, and the other town or village in the county or country would snap it to get what we get there with the Rose of Tralee. So I was speaking with the CEO, and she informed me yesterday evening that she would be looking at and contacting, reaching out straight away to both parties to see where we are and what we can do.
Yeah, let me take you back to last August. We were speaking to the executive chair of the festival, Anthony O'Gara, on this programme, and he talked about the fact that, look, he felt it was a great festival last year. He said it's very costly to run, but feels Tralee can support it. He was talking at the time about approaching businesses and professionals in Tralee with a view to setting up a cooperative. Now, he's recalibrated the way the Roses are selected and focusing on more community events in smaller areas to select Roses, but he wanted more of a buy-in from the MTU for next year. And he hoped the MTU would realise the value that the festival brings them. Now, courtesy of the story from Mark Lynch and the FOI, it doesn't seem, and we may be wrong on this, maybe since then things have been organised and things have been signed and sealed, but we haven't heard otherwise, but that there hasn't been that sort of a buy-in. And if there isn't, it does call into question, well, look, what's the alternative? Do we have to go back to a dome? Is there another venue in Tralee if it isn't to be the Kerry Sports Academy, or what the situation is?
Well, Joey, look, I suppose my card's on the table. I'm a fan of the festival. I appreciate what it does. I was the mayor of Tralee in, was it 2003 or 2004, when it went belly up, when we nearly lost the festival. And I will say it straight that there was many people contacted, not many people stood up, and Anthony O'Gara and his team did. They stood up and they said, look, we'll take it on. Obviously, there were losses for companies involved at the time, but that's business. But, you know, I think that Anthony and his team have made a good hand of this over the last, whatever, 20-something years or whatever, however long they're involved in it. I suppose the bottom line for me is, when it comes to the MTU, again, cards on the table. I was the chairman, acting chairman of the IT for the fine few years before it became an MTU. I was a board member up there for 20 years, and I'm well aware of the importance of the MTU to the town and county and what it does and what it brings. But I'm also aware that when we built the sports facility in the North Campus, that there was a fundraising committee, Jerry, set up. I think Ogie Mourne was the person who drove it. People like Dick Springs, Dan McCarthy, and there was other good bodies on that fundraising committee, and they raised money locally in Tralee and in Kerry, Ireland, and across the world. So that was built. A huge amount of that was built by fundraising from our own people. So I would really expect that the president of the MTU would acknowledge this and say, look, at the moment, and it's been going on for a few years, we're trying to get a proper facility for the Rose of Tralee and build something. But I suppose, Jerry, it's very hard to justify building something for the Rose of Tralee specifically for what?
Maybe yeah, 3 or 4 and weeks. In fairness to Anthony Garrett, he has always said that it's fine to say, listen, it needs a permanent structure. That takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of fundraising, yeah, it takes exactly. A lot of buy-in, you have to find a site. Yeah, and you can't just have it for 2 nights a year. You have to run it as a business that washes its own face.
Absolutely, that's what it has been doing. But I can imagine, though, I haven't spoken to Andy O'Gara about any facts and figures like that, because obviously it's commercially sensitive. But you know, the likes of bringing in that dome was huge money for it to put into the alongside the Rose Hotel below. It was huge money. So I'll be honest, I half expected that when they were above in the MTU, it would be some bit more logical. But listening to what you got under FOI, it didn't sound it was the most beautiful affair they were having, if you know what I mean. So certainly, look, someone needs to, I won't say bang a few heads, but a small bit of, you know, cop on wouldn't go astray here, because this is essential to us. And I think, you know, I think Maggie and the crew above in the MTU need to realise that this is so important to Tralee and so important to Kerry. I mean, there's a huge influx of people from around the world and into Tralee and Kerry the last couple of weeks of August because of this. So we can't risk that. We can't let that go, Joy. We have to be. And again, as I said, this isn't something you can call off tomorrow and say, sure, look, we'll let it slip there for another year because we're not sure. We have to do what we have to do, Jerry. We have to get this right. This has to come to play. The Rose Bowl, the selection nights. And again, look, it's hard enough. Like, we all see it and we hear it in the social, we see it in social media. People give out, oh, the festival is gone when the Rose Bowl and the selections were above in the North Campus, or when it was down in the Dance Spring Road, it was gone because it wasn't down. I was down last year, Jerry, on the Sunday night. I spent 4 hours standing in Dewell, sitting on Denny Street with friends from school from years ago, and I said I'd go down for an hour. And, you know, that's what it does. The festival is that, like, it was. Look, there's no doubting it has changed. When I was younger in the 80s, the festival was a drinking festival.
Yeah.
It was a session. You know, it was big sponsors of Guinness and big sponsors of this and that. The festival is a family festival. You know, it's changed. And really, anyone who visited there last year could have seen that there was families everywhere with the bazaar, with different shows going on left, right and centre. And I felt it was a huge success last year. But to have this again coming up now, we're coming to the start of May.
And we have uncertainty.
Exactly. And the question marks, again, look, if there's any other place they'd take our hand off, Joey, let's be real. Let's be honest about this, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, the MTU's response to the proposal that was put forward by the festival in the negotiations for a reduction in rent, a contribution to the festival as well, and they're looking, you need to recognise this from the community and cultural point of view. The MTU said the university wanted clarification what exact level of rent reduction the festival wanted, as the MTU must only allow access to property for fair market-related prices. Do you believe in the interest of the festival, its importance to Tralee, that provision should be waived? from the point of view of the MTU to say, look, this is the Rose of Tralee, this is different, it isn't just like negotiating with another independent body that wants access to the Kerry Sports Academy?
100%. This is different. This is the Rose of Tralee. This is a temporary. And when I say temporary, now, Joy, I'm under no illusion here. If we got permission to build tomorrow in Timbuktu, it's going to take 2 or 3 years to get a proper facility. So what I'm asking the MTU is that for a small bit of understanding and say, okay, do you know what we'll do? We're going to do a 3-year contract. This is what we're going to agree. And agree something that's not going to crease the festival either. Because, you know, obviously it's a commercial going ahead, but it's got to be, it's got to, I suppose, pay for itself too. And there's a huge expense to it. Look, I'll be honest, Jerry, I was the judge in 2004 or 5, I think, was I the judge when that A.V. Nihul won, the mayor, was the first mayor. I was shocked when I saw what actually goes on behind and the amount of work that takes place there. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, anyone gets got involved ever with the festival would say it's a huge undertaking. So we do need to give them some slack too, you know, and work with them because it is a hard undertaking. And every year we get the same story. Oh, the streets are different to this and that. Look, the Rose of Tralee is the Rose of Tralee. If it happens anywhere, the streets are always full. The pubs will tell you it's a good week for us. So, I mean, and the people downtown, the business people downtown will tell you it's a great success every year. And if it's not a success from them, they need to look at themselves because really it is. But I would be calling on the MTU to sit down and look at this fairly and squarely and say, look, obviously it's not long term, but we do need to look at something for a few years here until we get something set up.
Okay, and that with that in mind, the sooner the better, Terry?
Oh, geez, Jerry, 100%. Really, we want some guarantee. I'd like the Flyers begin with tomorrow. Book your tickets for the Rose Ball. Book your tickets for this and for that, you know, and the selection night, etc. And I'm sure RTE would like probably that cup for two to say we're going again and we're going back into the MTU. It's a fabulous career. Let's not get this wrong. That sports facility is fantastic up there. It is beautiful. Okay. I give credit to all that was involved at that time because it was a huge undertaking because at that stage government weren't giving out loads of grants towards educational facilities, so it was taken on and we went for it at the time. I remember Oliver Murphy was the president and Reid McKelligan was up there as well, and the two of them and the governing body worked hard to get that. So you know, it is there. We appreciate it being there. As I said, Joy, I'm not taking away from the importance of the MTU, yeah, but I'm calling on and asking that a small bit of understanding steps up here and say, you know, for the week or two that it's needed. I mean, it's in August. Most of the students aren't there. It's not being used. I mean, it's used for basketball and all kinds of sports. A lot of those people will be on holidays in the end of August. So, you know, a small bit of understanding and I suppose a small bit of security for the town saying, yeah, the Rose is going ahead, lads. Do what you have to do and prepare for your holidays, you know?
Okay, well, look, that's the call. Terry, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666. Councillor Terry O'Brien there with his views and his call yesterday at the Tralee Municipal District meeting for clarity, I suppose, and what the update is with regards and calling now on the MTU to come to an agreement with the Rose of Tralee when it comes to providing the Kerry Sports Academy for the Rose Ball and for the TV selection nights. What's your view in relation to that? And we'll await and we'll be contacting Rose of Tralee for their view on where things stand at the moment, if they can tell us as things stand.